Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. We're globetrotting in today's broadcast from Indonesia, where religious freedom plays a political role, to North America, where people who don't want Jesus attend a Christian youth conference. So stay with us, because there's a place for you in every story. First, Indonesia re-elected President Joko Widodo last week. But with this most recent election have come concerns about religious freedom for the country. A shift towards intolerance of religious minorities has been occurring in Indonesia. Furthermore, religion became a political tool in the most recent elections. It was a move condemned by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. For a different perspective, we spoke with Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Floyd Brobel.
Islam, which is the majority religion in Indonesia, became more political. And cases of blasphemy then also increased as the laws were bolstered, resulting in greater discrimination against other religious minorities.
This politicization of religion can quickly become a dangerous situation for religious minorities.
I've seen some reports, and there are estimates that indicate that at least a quarter of the world's countries have anti-blasphemy laws. And of course, we know those blasphemy laws are specifically geared against freedom of religion.
But how Christians respond to issues of freedom of religion matters. Pray for the church in Indonesia that they remain firm in the truth and love of Christ and for their encouragement. And pray also for the freedom of religion in Indonesia. Next, education is about preparing the next generation for the future. For kids in the mission field, it's just the same. Teach Beyond's George Durantz tells us,
these are amazing days in the education of missionary children. If you look around, count the numbers and so on, it looks like the missionary school, missionary children's school, is winding down. It's not at all. It's changing. It's undergoing a metamorphosis. And we're seeing different kinds of missionary children's schools emerging that they're actually better than they've ever been.
Durantz points out that kids in the mission field are vital for future ministry because they already know multiple cultures and languages. And because of this, Teach Beyond sees the importance of offering a high-quality education for missionary kids. However, the need for the teachers is huge.
The potential is so great, and the opportunity to use these kinds of schools as platforms for tremendous ministry, it almost has no limit. And yet, all of a sudden, you discover you don't have a math teacher, or you don't have a science teacher, you don't have the right house parent.
If you're interested in exploring becoming a teacher with Teach Beyond, you'll find more details at missionnews.org. And when's the last time you heard a youth conference described like this?
Many of the attendees come predisposed against Jesus already because they have grown up believing Jesus is the white man's God.
That's Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries describing the Warrior Leadership Summit.
The conference is the epicenter of an entire movement of God that's going on by Native young people to Native young people for Jesus Christ.
Hundreds of Native American youth discovered Jesus at the summit, and they learn how to live for him on the res. Many have stories like Jamie's.
Her dad abandoned her, neglected her, mistreated her. She was abused as a young girl. She was so depressed by the time she got to high school. She started to drink and then drug, and finally reached a point, by her own telling, that she literally could not stand to be alive unless she was either high or drunk.
Attending the summit changed Jamie's life.
She got on a bus, rode a long time from the Navajo Reservation to the middle of the country, and heard about a Jesus who said, I can introduce you to a father who will never hurt you, never leave you, and always love you, no matter what. And now you should see her stand on basketball courts where there are a lot of Jamies and tell that story and tell Jesus' story and lead so many Native young women to Christ.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.